Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Tuesday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. 5 days away now till Christmas Day, and we celebrate the birth of our Lord. We've been talking about that theme throughout I think Friday and Monday and now today, and we talked about the wise man and a wise men in the broadcast. Yesterday, we talked about the shepherds last Friday, and today we want to look at the birth again of Jesus as we keep our focus on Christ here at Christmas time. And again, Luke chapter 2, and I hope you'll make sure that on your Christmas time, whether it's Christmas Eve, Christmas morning, whenever it may be, that you'll take time to read Luke chapter 2. Don't let it become so familiar that we just skip over it, or we just don't let it minister to our hearts. And as we read, it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which was called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. I love Christmas time. I think I mentioned that to you a few times. And a story was told I thought was really cute. It was the middle of January, and the man and his wife were sitting in their home, and they thought they heard someone singing at their front door. And they were a little puzzled, and they went and opened the front door, and there was a little boy, a man and a wife and their son, and they're singing, "Oh, come, all ye faithful." And they said, "What are you doing?" And they said, "We're singing Christmas carols." They said, "But it's January the 16th. And the little boy said, "Well, I know, but I had the measles at Christmas, and so I'm just getting around to doing my caroling now." And that's okay, I guess. Nothing was going to get in the way of his celebration, and it didn't matter if it was what time of year it was. As soon as he was able to and healthy enough, he was going to get his caroling in. And you know, let's not obscure the simple meaning of Christmas celebration. What is it? A Savior was born. I love Luke 2:11. I love the announcement of the angel. Unto you is born this day in this city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Read Luke 2. Talk about the gift of God. Thanks be unto God, Paul would write, for his unspeakable gift. The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That was God's gift to us. Not under the tree, but on a tree. Now, I want you to think about, with me today, I want to share with you 5 principles to help us celebrate the birth of the Savior. All right? 5 principles from the Christmas story. Number 1, God will always accomplish his plan. In this case, God used a worldly ruler and a government to do so. How's he going to get Joseph and Mary from where they live to Bethlehem? 80 to 100 miles away. How's that going to happen? That's only going to happen. He puts it in the heart of an unsaved and ungodly ruler named Caesar Augustus of the Roman government to get Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem. Listen, don't be discouraged about what happens. Don't be discouraged about our government and who's in charge. Don't let that be in discouragement, because I got news for you. God is in control. God is in control. I don't worry about Egypt or Libya or Iraq or Iran or Russia or any of those. Why? God is in control. And he can turn the heart of any king or any ruler to accomplish his will. Everything will go exactly as God plans it to go. God is in control. He will always accomplish his plans. All right, number 2, God works through every trip we take. Second principle, God works through every trip we take. They're returning to be counted, to be taxed, and when they did, an amazing event took place. Now, you may be planning a trip for Christmas. You may be planning a family get-together. But be aware that God may have a divine appointment for you there. Because of Joseph's lineage, because of his genealogy, he had to go to Bethlehem. But that was chosen by God because it was prophesied 700 years before by the prophet Micah that Christ would be born in Bethlehem. And while he's there in Bethlehem, Mary gives birth. Now maybe you get together and you think it's just a Christmas get together, but really there's a family member there that's going to encourage you. Maybe there's another family member there that you need to get to know. Maybe there's someone else there at that get together who's going to inspire you and encourage you. And maybe there's someone there who you can lead to the Savior. Have faith that God is going to work as you go. And you're going to have some divine appointments. Number three, always trust God's timing. Mary, very expecting. And an 80 to 100 mile donkey ride, or maybe a camel ride, we don't know. And 1 week to get there. I mean, it would have been easy to say, I can't make this. I'm not going to be able to do that. But she did. You know why? God's way is always perfect. God's way is always perfect. Hey, listener, listen. Are you carrying in your heart something that you believe God wants you to do? But it seems like the direction he sends you puts you further away from what you wanted to be. Can I help you? Man closes the door. The innkeeper closes the door. The relatives of Joseph close the door. But when man shuts door, God opens doors. And when God opens the door, no one can shut the door. It may be relocation. It may be a new job. It may be the death of a loved one. It may be some other obstacle. But can I want to remind you, God's timing is always right. The Bible says in Galatians 4 and verse 4 that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son. God waited till the time was perfect. God waited until the time was right. God's time. And what I found out over the years, God's time is not my time. Usually, I want it, it's like that old, A.J. Wentworth commercial? I want my money and I want it now. That's how most of us are. God, I want this and I want it now. And I found out something over the years. Can I help you? God's never in a hurry. I am, but God isn't. Oh, I plead with people from time to time, wait on God. Psalmist would often say, wait on the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What are some principles to help us through this Christmas season? Number one, God will always accomplish his plans. Secondly, God works through every trip we take. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, the Bible says. Number three, we always trust God's timing. His way is right, and his timing is right. Number four, don't miss the presence of God. Remember the name Emmanuel? God with us. All will be well, Mary and Joseph. Why? Because God is with you. Jesus is with you. Don't forget that. Adam and Eve in the garden, listen, God is omnipresent. God was there, but they lost the awareness that God was there. When the children of Israel would rebel against God and use the strange fire and worship the false gods. Oh, how quickly they'd lose the awareness of God's presence. God would lead them. When they came out of Egypt, God says, I'm going to lead you. Remember that? By a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Why? So they knew that God's presence was always there. Do you know? God, Jesus said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. My friend, be aware of his presence. I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world. The disciples are in the boat and they're fighting the storm and they're fearing for their life. But what they didn't realize is Jesus is in the boat. And the Son of Man didn't come to die in a boating accident. They woke him up and he just said, peace, be still. He rebuked the wind and the waves and the storm. And immediately there was a calm. Oh, my friend, if they'd just realized Jesus is here, it'll be okay. It'll be okay. Now, God doesn't lead us by a pillar of fire by day or a pillar of cloud, or a pillar of fire by night, or a pillar of cloud by day. Why? Because he indwells in us in the Holy Spirit of God. We have him with us always. So let's make sure I'm aware of his presence. Let's make sure that I'm always trusting his timing. Let's make sure that I know that God works through every trip I take and that God will always accomplish his plans. And then let me give you principle number five. Make sure you make room for Jesus. Oh, no room in the inn. The innkeeper said, no, I'm booked up. No room in the relatives' homes. Maybe they didn't want to be identified with Joseph and Mary because she was with child before they were married. Let me ask you a question. Is there room in your home this year for Jesus? Oh, there's room for the gifts, and there's room for the decorations, and there's room for cookies, and there's room for parties, and there's room for relatives, and there's room for people. Have you made room for Jesus? How blessed was Zacchaeus when Jesus said, today I must abide at your house. How blessed was that Philippian jailer when he believed on the Lord, and his wife did, and all his children did, and salvation came to his house. How blessed was Lydia when she believed on the Lord and was baptized, her and all her household. Oh, my friend, let's not make room for everyone else and have room for family and relatives and Christmas cards and Christmas shows and Christmas movies and trees and lights and presents and food and games and festivities, and Jesus knocks and says, can I come in? Thought it was supposed to be about me, and it is. The songwriter years ago wrote the song, have you any room for Jesus? He who bore your load of sin. Has he knocks and asks admission? Sinner, will you let him in? Oh, room for Jesus, King of glory. Hasten now, his word obey. Swing your heart's door widely open. Bid him enter while he may. He's standing at your door today. He's knocking. Let's let him in this Christmas, shall we? Make sure there's room for Jesus. Don't leave him out. Don't do all the trappings and all the trimmings and all the worldly things that come along with Christmas and leave Jesus out. My friend, we have to keep him at the center. We have to keep him at the forefront. We want to lift him up on his birthday. And that's why we're having church on Sunday. We're not going to cancel church for Christmas. What in the world? It's Jesus' birthday. We're celebrating his birth. We're celebrating the fact God sent his son into the world. That's what Christmas is all about. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Do you know him as your Savior? Oh, I'd urge you. Trust him as your Savior today. He's knocking to your heart's door, but you know what? There's no outside handle. You have to open the door. He won't force his way in, but you open the door and he'll come in. And he gives you the gift of eternal life, and you shall be saved. Trust him as your Savior today. Five principles from the Christmas story. God will always accomplish his plans. God works through every trip that we take. Always trust God's timing. Never miss the presence of God. Always be aware that he is there and make sure that you make room for Jesus. I hope that's been a help to you, been a good reminder for me, and I want to follow those principles for the Christmas story. Now, I look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. That'll be Wednesday, and I'll say more about the church service Wednesday night. But tomorrow, I want to talk to you a little bit about I'm dreaming of a right Christmas. No, I didn't say white. I said right. A right Christmas. We may get a white one this year if the snow develops like they say it will. Maybe it will. It's going to be cold, and that'll be okay, I guess, for Christmas time. But we'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow, all right? Well, listen, until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.